Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week we meet Adriana Horn, a second-year harp fellow from Midland, Texas. She did her undergrad work at USC and doctoral work at Indiana University. It was as much her parents' decision as hers when she started playing harp at age 6, and her parents had a really good reason for making this rather unusual and very expensive decision.
My sister had had an unfortunate encounter with a violin the year previously, and I think any parent who has to deal with the cacophony of a violinist just starting out really respects instruments that sound beautiful from the very beginning. I think with the harp, you have to be very patient, both daily and long term. In an orchestra, you're resting for measures and measures, and then you have to come in. That defines this career as well. There's only one harp position per orchestra, usually. So it's really just a matter of waiting and being optimistic.
Adriana also had reason to be optimistic about the power of music in an incident with her grandfather.
I was 13, and my grandfather was actually staying with us at the time, and he had Alzheimer's disease. He hadn't really been with us for several months, and I was practicing some Christmas carols. Silent Night, it was Silent Night. I'll remember that always. And he just started singing with me, and this was out of the blue, note perfect, word perfect. And I remember just being completely floored. All of us were floored because this was the first time he'd really communicated at all. I love the idea of being able to be a part of something that has the ability to connect to people that way.
In addition to connecting to her audiences, Adriana is also quick to point out that New World has given her some very real practical skills that she didn't find anywhere else.
New World prepares you like nothing else can for the pace of a professional orchestra. I've played in orchestras, but never a new concert every week with new repertoire. So it really forces you to get to that comfort zone where you're comfortable performing much more quickly. I love that New World's a learning lab. They do so much with workshops and with coaches. I've had amazing experiences with coaches. I got to study with Lisa Wellbaum, who was the former Cleveland Orchestra harpist, and she really helped me. I remember we were having a concert the next week. We were playing Ravel Sagan. Which is a notoriously difficult harp part. And she drilled me and drilled me and drilled me. And by the time the concert rolled around, I was ready.
She's particularly been inspired by the leadership of founder director Michael Tilson Thomas and how he always continues to teach by example, even when mistakes happen to him during concerts.
Last season, we were playing also Sprach Zarathustra. And at the beginning of the piece, that opening section, at that pinnacle, it was during a concert, and right at that peak, his baton flew out of his hand in this perfect arc into the audience. I don't know who handed him his baton, but about a couple of measures later, I saw him do a little stoop, and all of a sudden he had his baton back. It just blew my mind that he was able to deal with something that could technically throw someone off and just be able to get right back on and not let it derail him.
In thinking about the future, Adriana finds music has given her a lot more than just drive to play in an orchestra.
One of the reasons I'm passionate about teaching is that I feel that music teaches you so much more than just playing an instrument. You learn self-discipline and setting goals and keeping them. It's something I really try to stress to my students, that by studying music, you can really do anything. So I'm hopeful that I get to continue to play an orchestra, but I'm also grateful that music has given me the skills to pursue other things as well.
Adriana Horn, second-year harpist with the New World Symphony. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join me again next week at this time for Backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida, 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.